Friday, we actually talked about resume writing. Well, today I want to talk about LinkedIn's. And I just want to go through LinkedIn real quick, really fast LinkedIn. I'm going to walk through mine. If anybody's up for a quick LinkedIn critique, I will do one. So if you are open to a LinkedIn critique publicly, go ahead and let me know live. The first person who obviously raises their hand, I will do it. But I'm going to go over and talk about mine real fast. So I'm going to go and share my screen again. Share screen. All right. Let me pull this down here. Here we go. All righty. Sweet. Let's do this. All right, cool. So we're going to talk about, there we go. Tiffany. Sorry, Casey, you got beat. Tiffany. So we'll do Tiffany first. If I have time, Casey, I'll do yours. But let's talk through what makes a good LinkedIn. First off is the banner cover photo, right? So actually I'm going to hit really the high point. So the banner cover photo is one of the most underrated parts of a LinkedIn. And the reason why I say that is because when someone views your LinkedIn, the first thing they see is the thing at the top, right? So the human eye naturally reads top to bottom, left to right. So that's why the banner photo, the cover photo is so important, because that is the first thing somebody sees when they come to your profile. So it needs to have some pertinent information. So I actually love Dan Thompson. Shout out Dan Thompson. We're in a podcast, Unicorn Fighters, together. So I love Dan's profile, right? The human eye reads top to bottom, left to right. So Dan's profile, the top two parts of his LinkedIn profile is incredibly important. Dan at Vaco.com, and then his Twitter handle, which he uses a lot, DK_Thompson. Picture of the Tampa Bay skyline. I love that. And it says a little bit about Dan. Dan's an advocate, relationship builder, connector, and wine guy. So I love that. Now you're probably asking, Taylor, how do you do this? The easiest way I found is Canva, C-A-N-V-A. That is going to be the easiest tool for you to use. I think that's what Dan did with his as well, as in Canva. But you're probably asking, Taylor, well, what should I include? What should I at least include? My thing is your email, right? Because it is very difficult for some reader's eye. Yes, English reader's eye. Thank you, Casey. English reader's eye, top to bottom, left to right. So I would at least include your email, because LinkedIn makes it kind of hard to find your email. You have to go to contact information to find your email. So if worst comes to worst and you don't know really what to put, just at least put your email. I want to talk about the next thing that's incredibly important is the featured section. I don't know why the featured section isn't updating the pictures here, but the featured section is a way to pin and allow the reader, the individuals looking at your profile, to look at something else you've done, right? So if it's a side project, put your side projects here, whatever. My biggest thing is don't put your resume here, because the whole point is you want individuals to reach out to you, to engage with you and ask you for your resume. So if you put your resume on here, so let's say, for example, Tiffany includes her resume on here. I find Tiffany's resume and I'm like, oh, well, I'm gonna check out Tiffany's resume for this job I'm looking for. But then Tiffany goes, so I pull up Tiffany's resume, but Tiffany's resume isn't a fit because of the way she wrote it at the time. So I'm just gonna move on from Tiffany's profile. Now, what if Tiffany didn't have her resume on the featured section? And Tiffany goes, my resume's there. Hey, there we go. We're not even critiquing yet. So what if I go to Tiffany's profile, and I'm interested in Tiffany's profile because what's on her profile, but she doesn't have her resume, so I can DM Tiffany. Hey, Tiffany, I love the way your profile looks. I would love to speak with you, right? And so Tiffany messages me her resume, and then Tiffany and I go back and forth. Well, Tiffany, actually looking at your resume now, you may not be a fit, but I want to keep you in mind. At least Tiffany now has had a dialogue with me, right? So the messaging is there. You want people to DM you, so don't include your resume on the featured section. Also, some people just commenting. I need to catch up. Andrew, life hacks for Taylor. Seriously, Muhammad, what's going on? Brandon, what's going on? Happy Monday. I mean Tuesday. Absolutely. Let's see here. And then Emmett, what's going on? Dad of the week. Shout out Coder Dads. Very, very grateful to be a part of that network on Slack. So thank you, Emmett, for everything you do. So we talked about the feature section. So again, put something here, right? Put something here to where the individual who is viewing your LinkedIn can go to someplace else. Do not include your resume. All right, let's go down here. How to write your profile. In my opinion, your profile should be a shortened version of your resume, but it should have a lot of keywords, right? Make sure that you show progression within your role if you have had progression. A lot of people would just put, I've been at Vaco for 9 years and 10 months and I just have one title, right? You got to show progression within your LinkedIn. The other thing I want to talk about too is recommendations. Recommendations is huge. I'd absolutely make sure you have recommendations. Some people think recommendations are dumb. I think recommendations can be dumb, but it bolsters your profile. There's so much correlation between marketing and the job search. And so for me, it's all about making your profile essentially look almost better than it actually is. So those are my high points, right? So let's hit the high points again. Banner photo, incredibly important, right? Make sure you at least have your email on it, something about you. Two, the featured section, that's incredibly important. Oh, and I forgot actually the third most important one, the title, right? So let's talk about why the title portion is so important. The title portion is so important, and that's this thing right here. The title portion is so important because recruiters and hiring managers by nature are lazy. When I say lazy, I got corrected, and it was a good correction. I didn't mind it. When I say we're lazy, it's not because we're just sitting around doing nothing. It's because we have to cover so much ground so fast. And so we don't have time to click. And so what we do is we search the title, right? So for example, let's say I search .NET developer, right? I'm trying to find a .NET developer in Nashville. And this is where you really need to get comfortable with the search strings, right? So let's do all filters. Let's do locations. Let's do Nashville. All right, so there's 1,200 results with the word .NET developer in your profile, right? I don't have time to click through all 1,200 profiles. So what do I look for? I look for this, right? .NET developer, right? So I pick on Steven all the time. Now, while I do know EFC Systems is a .NET shop, they have some Python. So if I didn't know EFC, I'd probably move on from Steven because he doesn't list it, right? Steven Wright, .NET developer, right? It's right here, Joe Snyder, software developer for the year. I love to know what type of software developer, .NET, JavaScript, etc. Right? It's incredibly important. Same thing here, Gary Zhang, software developer, EFC Systems. You really, really need to make sure that you put the specific language. Now, I know a lot of people give me pushback. They're like, Taylor, I'm not a React Node developer. I'm not a .NET React developer. Right? I'm a software engineer. Listen, I totally get that. I get that. But again, your resume and your LinkedIn are not for you. Your resume and LinkedIn are for recruiters and hiring managers to find you. And so that is what you need to put the most emphasis on is keywords to get people to your profile. All right. So we're going to hit Tiffany. Any questions, comments, or concerns? Throw it up. So I'm going to throw up Tiffany Wises. I'm going to run through Tiffany. If I have time for Casey, I'll get to you. All right, here we go. Tiffany Wise. First off, the header section. I love it. Tiffany would love to have some contact information here, right? Honestly, you could take away software engineer. If you put JavaScript, React, Java, I obviously know what you do. Think software engineer. Replace software engineer with your email. Then you go. All right. Software developer, Java, JavaScript. I love this, right? Love this. That's great. Also, Tiffany, great headshot. Right? Tiffany has very professional. I see her face. She's smiling. She's happy. At the end of the day, if your picture is sad, black and white, or stoic, listen, it's not going to be as inviting, right? Like we go to Instagram for restaurants to see like first impressions. We go to websites to see first impressions, right? Like the first impression can tell a lot. And so if your profile pic is all moody, right, and sad, that is a negative first impression, even though you may be the kindest person ever, right? So I love the title section, the about section. I love it. A problem solver who loves pineapple on pizza, right? Tiffany, girl, you need some counseling, but that's beside the point. I'm just kidding. Pineapple on pizza, that's just weird. But I love it, right? It got me reading more. Tiffany had a little hook. She got a hook. Right? She loves pineapple on pizza. That kept me reading. I love it. She's been coding for 5 years. I love it. Featured section. She uses the featured section. Tiffany, take your resume off, but I love that you're using the featured section. All right. And then also too, I like the way she kind of wrote everything, right? Help aspiring software engineers and tech professionals find their dream job. right? In the tech industry, I love that. Increase user. So here's a few things, right? Increase user retention by how much, right? That doesn't mean anything. It's vague. On the mobile application by inspiring new users with success stories, right? Give me some examples. Give me some examples, right? I like this. She did achieve 90% above performance standards, generating an additional 200. I like that. Tiffany, again, I like some comparison, right? Achieved 90% above performance standard, right? So what do people usually average $100 a day, right? Give me some comparisons. That's if you're trying to get into another industry, you got to give me some comparisons. You got to give me some comparisons. All right. I love that. I love that. Cornell, you're a lot smarter than I am. Love this. Lice says, I would just get some recommendations and then we're good. So Tiffany, I love that. Casey, I'll fly through yours real quick, buddy, because you've been such a great supporter. Casey. Also, Tiffany, we need to connect, girl. Why aren't we connected? All right. There we go. All right, Casey. I'll do Casey's. Ask me any questions. And then if not, I will tell you no lies and we'll move on. All right, Casey. DearCoder.com. Hey, I like that. Very straightforward. I would go check it out. Maybe your email, maybe not. Casey, honestly, man, you could probably go with a little bit better of a profile pic. I can't see your face. You're looking at a computer screen, right? Like, let's smile it up a little bit. Smile it up. I love this. .NET web developer, C-sharp, MVC. I love that. Casey, no one really searches on MVVM or Entity Framework. And we don't really search on vanilla JavaScript, right? So let's just do, if anything, .NET, C-sharp, MVC. Maybe throw in a JavaScript. A modern JavaScript if you have it. I love this. Right, he lists everything out. Maybe do something fun, right? I'm a full stack .NET developer, right? Maybe do something fun, Casey. Get like Tiffany, right? Get me to read your profile, right? It's all about marketing. Get me to read your profile. Have some fun. I love this feature section. I love it, right? He uses feature section. See, yeah, Casey, what's going on with LinkedIn? You need to fix that. Fix that. Here it is, Coder Foundry permanent. I love this. So, Casey, like, this is just a wall of bullet points for me. Like, I need projects, right? Implemented MVC. Like, what did you develop? What did you develop? What did it do? What tech did you use to solve it? Right. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. Love it. Let's get some recommendations. Otherwise, I dig it. It looks great, man. I love it. I love it. Cool. All right, y'all. Any questions, comments, concerns? Please ask them. Listen, I'm gonna say this to you. I'm gonna leave you with this. I'm gonna play some more music. Play some more music. Right? I'm gonna leave you with this. Your LinkedIn, your resume are the two most important things in your job search. You could be the best developer, you could be a 10x developer, you could be a 100x developer for all I care, but if your resume is shit and your LinkedIn is as well, you're not gonna get anywhere. Really take the time. If there's one thing you constantly need to be adding, it's your resume, it's your LinkedIn. It's making sure those things show your experience. Modify it, right? Play with it. Play with your resume. Play with your LinkedIn. See what works. See what doesn't, right? It's a lot of marketing, a lot of A-B testing, right? Casey, I'd adjust your title to maybe like .NET/MVC developer and see if that gets more hits than .NET web developer/C-sharp or whatever, right? So play around with it. Your resume should be a living, breathing document. You should have multiple resumes for different types of positions. If you are newer in your career, more junior career, one main resume is fine. Just make sure you give project-based details. I don't need a wall of bullet points. Y'all, thank you again for hanging out with me this morning. I was a little late this morning getting started, but I appreciate y'all tuning in. Y'all hang out with me tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Central. I'll be here. Talk to y'all soon. Have a good one.